From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China says it does not intend to ignite a trade war with the U.S. because the move would be disastrous for the entire world. Meanwhile, President Trump is responding to criticism from world leaders who oppose the tariffs he imposed.
So we put on tariffs, and the European Union's out there. Well, we're going to put on. I said, you can't go any higher than you are anyway. And they have trade barriers. We can't even sell our farming goods in there. They totally restrict us. So then they say, we want those tariffs taken off. I said, good. Open up the barriers and get rid of your tariffs. And if you don't do that, we're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW. You want to have money?
Trump signed proclamations Thursday imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum, with the new taxes set to go into effect this month. Trump imposed the tariffs despite pleas from friends and allies who warned the new measures could ignite a trade war. The U.S. president acknowledges that he has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and that also means no missile testing by the North Koreans.
They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled, missiles flying over Japan. They're very happy with what I'm doing. And who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think.
Trump said he has spoken with the leaders of China and Japan about his acceptance of Kim's invitation, and they are supportive of his unprecedented diplomatic mission. Some experts, though, are cautioning against over-optimism about the prospects for a breakthrough, questioning the North's sincerity toward denuclearization. This is VOA News.